The outbreak of fighting between members of the South Sudanese army and the country's capital, Juba, on Sunday night has caused concern at the United Nations. The fighting, which was reportedly sparked by an alleged coup attempt, has left dozens of people, including civilians, dead and scores wounded. There are also reports that members of certain communities were being targeted in a country that is struggling to build after becoming independent from Sudan in 2011. I'm Jocelyn Sambira. The violence in South Sudan prompted UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to speak by telephone with the country's president, Salva Kiir, on Tuesday morning. UN spokesperson Martin Nasirki says the secretary general conveyed his concerns to the president.
He said that up to 13,000 civilians have sought refuge at the UN compounds in Juba. The secretary general urged all parties to cease hostilities immediately and called on the government to exercise restraint in the management of the situation and to guarantee the protection of all civilians regardless of their ethnicities.
On the ground, women and children disembark from a United Nations bus at a UN compound in Juba. They're part of the hundreds of people who have fled to the UN compound to escape the violence between rival members of the army. One of them is Mary Kiden, a resident of Juba.
There are many, many people who have run away. There are also people who have been killed. Now there is a woman who has a baby, and the baby was shot in the back and has died.
The people, many of them women and children, are sitting under a huge tree for its shade to escape the sun as they wait to be processed. And a few meters away, Stephen Makui, another Juba resident, tells a reporter about the ordeal of the displaced people.
Our property has been destroyed by that war. We left all the things. We come with nothing here because to run from the danger.
The people who've sought refuge at the UN compound are being assisted by a United Nations police officer serving with the UN mission in South Sudan, UNMISS.
And now we give them water for the meantime and a place to sit. And we are waiting for the management to put on a shelter and any other thing that will follow later on. But now we are receiving them. We need to receive them first and give them place to sit. Then after we see what we can.
The head of UNMISS, Hilda Johnson, is calling on leaders in South Sudan to ensure that there is peace and security in the new African country.
It is of utmost importance now that calm is restored, that key leaders call on anyone engaged in these activities for restraint and to refrain from any violence. South Sudan deserves to see peace, stability prevail. Nobody wants to return to a situation of the past and of insecurity.
Hilda Johnson says there's a need for a strong message to come out from key leaders in South Sudan to make sure that the rest of the country also remains peaceful. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.